Hello, this is Jim in Texas, and this is podcast number one, A Walk at the Airport.
November the 8th, 2005. This is Jim in Texas, and we're going to take a walk at Austin Bergstrom Airport this evening. It's about 7 p.m. Just finished a hard day of slogging C++ code at the startup, and I'm standing at the back gate, the general aviation T-hangar gate to Bergstrom Airport in Austin, Texas, United States of America, Republic of Texas. And that's me opening the gate. I have a key. To have the key to this, I had to have $1 million rider on my auto insurance policy, because Austin is just insane, basically. Who Austin is, and they wanted to make it as difficult as possible to use what is really a nice general aviation facility. Although, as we'll talk about, fantastically expensive. So, let me get this gate pre-secured here. I don't really mind it being locked, but the $1 million thing was, I thought, a little over the top. Every other landlord in the world buys his own insurance and just passes the cost to tenants. Why am I here tonight? I wish it was to go flying, but I'm probably not, although I haven't 100% totally and absolutely ruled it out, even at this late date. I'm the treasurer of my flying club, the Shondale Flying Club, and it is my job every month to copy the time logs we keep in the airplanes and then prepare invoices and send them to the members who then pay the club for the airplane. The Shondales are an ownership club. We all are equal partners in these three airplanes. We have a Warrior, an Archer, and a very nice Cardinal, Cardinal RG Cessna type, and we have been in business for over 20 years now, and I enjoy the club a lot. It certainly gives all the flying I need, although not all the flying I want. Why wouldn't I fly tonight? It's a warm night here for November, up in around 80 degrees. It's, I'd say, about 3/10 cloud cover, half of a moon. Very tempting to fly tonight, so why wouldn't I? Well, I'm tired for one reason. A long, convoluted story for a weird chain of circumstances caused my wife's cell phone to go off a couple of times last night between 2 and 4 in the morning with weird calls on the order of what's the frequency, Kenneth, and that got us, we had a very poor night's sleep, so I'm a little groggy. A doctor called me today and yelled at me. She'd give me a physical, and a couple of numbers came back and basically said, Jim, you need to exercise more and eat less. Well, like I didn't know that. Thanks, Doc. But I guess I'll have to take it seriously. I'm walking down the row of T-hangers here. There are three airplanes. We were lucky enough to get two T-hangers. T-hangers are rare 10 feet in this part of the country. We got them because one of our members just took the initiative to put our name on the waiting list without anybody's permission or coordination or anything. And right when the day or so after they opened it, back a few years ago when the Austin's old Mueller Airport closed and civilian operations moved here to Bergstrom. Looking in our T-hangar just to kind of take a look here. Didn't want to ride down the get those on the way back. Just looking at the Cardinal. What a beautiful airplane our Cardinal is. I'm looking for our Archer. And I think the Archer is tied down. Well, normally we keep the Cardinal and the Archer in hangars, and our Warrior, which is our kind of junior member of the club, out on the flight line. The reason for that is the Archer has just had $17,000 worth of upgrades in the form of a Garmin instrument approved 430 ILS and an S-Tech autopilot. They really make it a very nice cross-country airplane.
It's not a whole lot slower than our Cardinal.
The Cardinal's a little on the slow side. Yeah, and but our Warrior is in the hangar tonight. Oh, and it's strut-inflated. Oh, that's interesting. Last time I was here, the strut was deflated. It looks like, yeah, I see fresh grease and stuff. What happened, the reason the Warrior is even in the hangar was because its strut collapsed. The strut is the, it's kind of a telescoping extension on the nose wheel. Yeah, it's an air cylinder type of thing, it's an air to ride sort of thing that keeps, provides a, you know, cushioning for landing on the nose wheel. Well, the thing has nitrogen in it, all the nitrogen has got it going flat and couldn't fly it. So it looks like somebody's coming out and fixed it. We have a good mechanic who, there's not very little general aviation maintenance for us little guys who don't have jets here at Bergstrom, but we were lucky enough to find one of our members who has a, another airplane on another partnership, turned us on to this fellow who lives out on a farm near here, and he's willing to come out and make house calls. So I bet his name is Swin, I can't pronounce it. But whoever, however you pronounce it, the guy does good work, doesn't charge much, and he makes house calls. And now I'm going out to the tie-down area. There are not a whole lot of airplanes tied down here because it's such an expensive plant. The fuel here right now is $5.85 a gallon. At nearby Taylor Airport, where we get a lot of our business done, it's $3 a gallon. I know this because I bought this the other day. Got nice airplanes here. There's a beautiful Mooney. There's a Baron, lovely Baron. A very manly looking Cessna 310. The Cessna 310 really looks like it could turn around and beat the crap out of the Baron. I mean, if they were suddenly to like animate. The 310 is a very muscular looking airplane. The big twin engines are no longer made. Still a fair number of them around. Here's a nice Cherokee, not ours, but apparently, I think it's been repainted in the factory original 69, or probably earlier than that 65 paint job. Looks real nice. Okay, where's our Archer? And the Archer Reserve for this occasion. It should be out here. It might be over on the in front of the terminal. One of the things we do get for our fantastically high hangar rents, $300 a month, and expensive tie-downs, $120 a month, and ridiculously low-priced fuel, is we get valet parking. So when one of the members wants to fly, we just call ahead, and they'll, the signature flight support people who operate this part of the airport will come out and tow the airplane in front of their beautiful executive terminal, and we'll pull up off right next to a Gulfstream or a Learjet, and we'll fly, and then when we get back, we just lock the plane up, and they'll put it back to tie down or back in the hangar. And I hope that's where it is, because it's not here. It's not here in the permanent tie down. Unless that's right there, which I don't believe it is. It's like a Comanche. It's dark here when it's solar. Not many airplanes here, really, when you think about how big a city Austin is. Only about 20 here on the tie down, I guess. Because nobody comes here unless they have no alternative. As we had no alternative. We're at Austin Berkshire, excuse me, all kinds of rounds of thoughts. I hope this works better. Airplane taxiing into the signature ramp here. The ramp itself is considered a quote unquote non-movement area. It doesn't mean you can't move on it, but it does mean that the movement here is not controlled by the control tower. Anybody on this big, enormous ramp, the size of a bunch of football fields, can drive around, or if you can get your car here, which is legally a challenge. But you can tack your airplane around, whatever you want. The control tower doesn't care. And just as I said, is that our Archer? Here? No, we got three blades. Excuse me. But back to my thought, once you go and taxi, there's a connection between this ramp and the actual airport taxiway system. Once you cross that, enter that taxiway, there's a line on it. Once you cross that line, you must be talking to the control tower. Now, is that
US stands for quarter here, and that means you belong. call a Carl Warren on the phone. Say, hey, Warren, I need a ride to Barbados or Australia. Still active. Bob, you're up off the hill. Boy. I see lots of business here, so don't see any Piper Archie. That's disappointing. Very disappointing. There it is. Just got patched in. How about that for time? What a job. It's a business airplane. I haven't seen one before. It's an Embraer Legacy, which is a business version of their CPAP commuter jet. It's certainly a big airplane. That's good. They packed you up right when I walked out here to the ramp, so I'll go have some fun with our other members here. The whole crew out tonight. I'm from the FAA. I need to see your pilot's license, your medical,
okay,
your pilot's operating handbook, and yesterday's old socks.
Oh,
or in lieu of that, when you finish out the log book, can you hand it to me so I can copy it? Did you fly in the right seat?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
I've been wanting to do that. I need to get a lawyer to check me out in the right seat flying. I think I'm going to pass tonight, although it's very tempting.
Ready, I'll be right back. Put the logbook back.
A little noise. I got the Gulfstream AP on the left, the rear jet here on the right, about 10 feet away. Taxiing by. This is a little noisy, but I like the smell of the JP4. I wish I could afford the Jet A. I wish I could afford to run it like that. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. Anybody home? Yeah. Hi. I'm here for my monthly bag of copy routine. This is for one of the Shondell airplanes. I need to copy these two pages, if you wouldn't mind. That would sure be great. That one in it.
Write it all down, right?
Yeah, my writing's so horrible. And the Lord knows I need the exercise, so I'll usually just let them make the copies.
Well, have a good evening. Thanks.
Okay. Now, like I say, I really owe everybody an apology for not getting statements out in September, but at least the rates will be higher on this one.
And then the next one.
Yes, please.
Yeah, this
Archer's
now 70 bucks an hour.
It's still way less than any other Archer. I found one club that's a little bit cheaper than ours. I was reading some blogs, and a guy up in the Midwest, I think in Wisconsin or somewhere, has in a club where they're about $10. They have very similar equipment. They have 180 horsepower 172s, and they charge a little bit less than we do, but not much.
They're probably somewhere.
Well, they're not in a super deluxe location like Six.
Yeah.
Thank you. Where you can, they'll make you a copy at 10 o'clock in the morning. See you later.
There's that noise. It's ugly. I'm sure it's comfortable inside. A good airplane. I see the crew is in the cockpit and the doors open. What is this? 902. 90 something LX. I think it's 902, but don't hold me to that. It's a generic white paint job. 902 LX, I think. Yeah. They're turning lights on and off and fooling around in there. It looks like there may be some maintenance going on. Yeah, that's what it looks like. I think that's a maintenance truck. And it's in a plain white wrapper, so it's probably a demonstrator. Well, maybe it's an airline version being delivered to an airline customer. So he'll put his own decals on it.
Yeah, we'll try the intercom out on this. My intercom passport. I might try one of the hangar airplanes. Because this has the cover already on it, and it's kind of a hassle. Okay, he left the door unlocked for me. Now I've got to unhook the corner of the canopy. Up to the door, crack it open, and slide the book in there. We'll be done. We're done. Now, question. Walking back the way I came. Take a little more direct path so I don't walk right by that noisy Gulf Stream. This doesn't bother me, that one, because the APU is running. And APU stands for Auxiliary Power Unit. And it probably costs $50 to $100 an hour to run. Certainly as much as our airplanes cost us to operate. Just to sit there and keep it cool for a while, they're waiting for the boss. The thing is, though, it's your money. So, well, I'm okay with that. So it kind of irked me a little bit. I was out here the other day, and there was the same... it's a very similar Gulfstream executive jet. Now this one belonged to the U.S. Air Force. And it sat out there for like an hour. And with APU running, waiting for the big boss to show up. The problem I have with that concept is, that's my... excuse me, I don't like podcasts that cuss. That's my darn money. It's my money paying for that guy just to... because he doesn't want to wait 5 minutes for the cabin to cool down. Find very irritating, and wish you didn't, wish you hadn't spent my tax dollars that way. Anybody taking off? That's that Learjet that taxi bias. Taking off on runway 17 left at Austin Merchant International Airport, Republic of Texas, United States of America. Like I told Brian, though, I do enjoy coming to the airport. And it's about, you know, it's going to be about a mile walk. Whoopies, at least it's better than just sitting in a chair slinging coat all day, which is all I've done so far. Okay, I burn up about 4 calories, so here I'll probably burn up 8 calories just doing this for the, you know, 40 minutes it took. So, you know, it's better to just get a little blood flowing in my system. You know, I got to do something about getting in better shape because I'm tired of my doctor chewing on me. And I'd really like to live to see, to be an old man. I don't feel like an old man. I'm 53, but, you know, in that age where everything should get smaller, it's getting bigger, and everything should get bigger, it's getting smaller, and you know, getting more of what you don't want and less of what you want. You just got to start getting serious about taking care of yourself. Continental 737. It's not a, that's not even noise here in that Learjet. Only those good quiet airplanes, don't they? Well, well, well. There's a tractor over here by the two hangars. I guess he just parked an airplane. Like I say, they will. They, being signature ramp crew, will park our airplanes for us, which is nice. Howdy, guys. I think they should know me by now. Okay, coming up to the far end of the general aviation ramp. The ramp is actually much larger than I walked over. The signature only owns about a third of it, which is probably about a half a mile or the best part of half a mile from one end to the other, like I walked today, so I walk a mile on this. They really did spend a lot of money on this ramp, because this ramp, when I was stationed here years and years ago in the Air Force, this whole runway on the east side of the airport wasn't there. That was housing and a hospital and commissary and stuff, and this ramp certainly wasn't here. And it's really, really good. The two hangars are excellent quality. The surfaces are smooth as a pool table. They keep them clean. There's no fog. I never say never. They do sweep them, keep them smooth. If there's any damage to the pavement, they come out and repair it promptly. They being the City of Austin Aviation Department. You know, I just wish they didn't have such convoluted rules. And by golly, they should charge an arm and a leg. Even by aviation standards. We should be allowed to buy our own. I think our club could almost justify our own fuel truck. I'm sure that would send the City of Austin in orbit if we showed up here with our own fuel truck sometime. Over at Bird's Nest Airport, which is still an open airport, just barely, but it is, I learned to fly 35 years ago. And to hell, I hung around a kid, I was a true airport kid, hung around there, and we had a fuel truck. That truck's still there. The fellow who owned it, Mr. Ray Harding, moved on. The present owner took over, and they were not really interested in keeping the airport going. It's just there, but they don't put any money into it. They just parked that truck, I guess, probably 25 years ago, and it's still there. I have pictures of it on my Flickr blog. I went a lottery to fly that airport and restore that truck. We're really going to be somebody. I decided not to fool with the intercom thing, patch cord into the little recorder thing tonight. And I am tired. And I really am serious about it. I'm a very bad person for not getting our statements out for last month. So I better go home and work on those. But I'm going to stop off on the way. We have here at the Joint Aviation Area, one at the end is one of the T-hangers that I'm coming up on. We have a flight planning room, very nice. They're always air conditioned. Very nice restroom in it. I know, and we'll give the City of Austin credit for that. When they had a preliminary planning meeting open to the public, and they laid out the kind of the blueprint for these T-hangers, and they had didn't have a flight planning room, and they had a tiny little, like, airline size, porta potty size stall, one restroom, you know, for this whole area. And people complained. I guess they heard us because they put a larger flight planning room in with a big men's room and a big women's room. ADA and enough to have a small party, and you could get a bunch of cheerleaders into this restroom. Nobody's standing here thinking I'm crazy for talking to myself. Okay, flight planning room. I live another 100 feet here. We'll be in the flight planning room. Okay, complete my mission in the flight planning room. Last thing to do is to unlock the gate and slide out, lock the gate again, head home, and do paperwork about flying.
I hate being clumsy.
That completes our airport walk for November 8th, 2005. This is Ray Wilson, this far. Thank you.